Welcome back, and in this lesson we're going to clean up an Amen-style atmosphere in Ableton Live 12, then move it from session view into arrangement view so it actually works like part of a real drum and bass track. Now, if you're new to this, don't worry, this is beginner-friendly, but it's also the kind of workflow that can seriously level up your productions. Because in DNB, jungle, rollers, and darker breakbeat music, atmosphere is everything. It gives you depth, tension, and space, but if it's too messy, too wide, or too low, it can instantly blur your kick, snare, break, and sub. So the goal here is not to make the atmosphere huge just for the sake of it. The goal is to make it clean, controlled, and musical. First, let's get our source into session view. Open a new Ableton Live 12 set and create an audio track. Then drag in an atmospheric sample, a vinyl texture, a break ambience loop, or even a field recording that has that Amen style mood to it. It could be chopped break room tone, processed noise, or anything with that gritty jungle energy. If the sample already loops, great. If it feels messy, that's fine too, because we're going to shape it. Next, warp it properly. Double-click the clip so you can see it in clip view, and turn warp on. This matters even for atmospheres, because in drum and bass, timing still counts. A texture that drifts off-grid can make the whole arrangement feel less tight. For warp mode, a good starting point is Complex Pro if it's a full atmospheric loop or a textured sample. If it's more grainy and you want that rough movement, try Texture. And if it has some rhythmic, break-like quality, beats can work too. If you choose Complex Pro, start with Preserve around 80 to 100, and don't mess with formants unless the sample starts sounding unnatural. If you use Texture, keep the grain size medium and adjust flux until the tail feels smooth instead of wobbling all over the place. Now trim the clip so it's actually usable. A lot of atmosphere samples have extra silence, weird transients, or low-end rumble that just gets in the way. Set a clean start point, cut off anything unnecessary, and if needed, soften the beginning slightly so it doesn't click. This is also a good time to decide how long your loop should be. In DNB, shorter loops often work better than huge evolving ones. A 2-bar or 4-bar loop is usually a solid starting point. Before we'd add any effects, let's talk about gain staging. This is one of those unglamorous but super important steps. If the sample is already too hot, every effect after it becomes harder to judge. So trim the level early. Get it sitting at a sensible volume first. That way, when you add processing, you're making real decisions instead of fighting a loud source. Now let's build the FX chain. A really solid beginner chain for this would be Utility, EQ8, Auto Filter, then Optional Saturator or Drum Bus, then Reverb, maybe a subtle delay or echo, and then another Utility or Limiter at the end if needed. Start with Utility. This gives you quick control over gain and stereo width. If the atmosphere is too loud, pull the gain down. If it's too wide and crowding the mix, bring the width down a bit, maybe into the 70 to 90% range. And if there's low-end mud, use bass mono around 100 to 150 Hz, so the low-end stays centered and doesn't smear the mix. That low-end control is a huge one in drum and bass. Your sub and kick need the center. The atmosphere should usually live above that, not compete with it. Now at EQ8, this is where you clean the sound up properly. Start with a high-pass filter somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz. If the sample is really muddy, go a little higher. If it's already thin, stay lower. Then look for problem areas around 250 to 500 Hz and make a gentle cut, maybe 2 to 4 dB, if the texture feels boxy or cloudy. If the atmosphere sounds harsh, tame some of the 2 to 5 kHz range. And if it needs a bit of air, you can add a small high shelf around 8 to 12 kHz. The main idea is simple. Keep the sub clean, keep the kick punchy, keep the snare forward, and let the atmosphere live in the mids and highs. Now for movement, add auto filter after EQ8. This is where things start to feel alive. Try a low pass or band pass filter. You can start bright, around 8 to 12 kHz, and then automate it down to around 2 to 6 kHz for breakdowns or transitions. Keep resonance low to moderate, maybe around 0.5 to 1.5, unless you want a more obvious sweep. A touch of drive can help too, especially if you want a bit more edge. This is a really classic drum and bass move. Keep the intro darker, then open the filter gradually as you approach the drop. After the drop, you can close it slightly again so the drums take over. That tension and release feel is what makes the arrangement hit. If the atmosphere feels too clean or sterile, now is the time to add a little color. A small amount of saturator can do wonders. Try a drive of 1 to 4 dB. Turn soft clip on, and then compensate the output so you're not just making it louder. If you want something dirtier and more jungle-like, drum bus can work too, but keep it subtle. You want texture, not a distorted mess that fights the break. Next, add reverb for depth. Keep it tasteful. Think medium to large size, decay around 1.5 to 4 seconds, a little pre-delay around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and definitely filter the reverb, so it doesn't clutter the low end. Low cut around 200 to 400 Hz is a smart move, and you can roll off the top a bit too if you want it darker and less shiny. If the track is meant to feel moody and heavy, don't overdo the glossy reverb. In dark DNB, space is usually better than sparkle. For extra motion, you can add echo or delay, but very lightly. A synced 1/8 or 1/8 dotted delay with low feedback can create a ghostly tail between hits. Just make sure you filter the delay return, so it's not adding unnecessary lows or harsh highs. Now, let's make the atmosphere behave like part of the arrangement instead of just a loop that repeats forever. In session view, start automating or clip modulating things like filter cutoff, width, track volume, or send levels if you're using return tracks. A simple 8-bar idea works really well here. For the first 4 bars, keep it filtered, narrow, and quieter. Then over the next 4 bars, open the filter, widen the stereo image, and raise the level slightly. Right before the drop, pull some low mids out and let the drums hit with more impact. That kind of movement makes the track feel produced, even if it's only one atmosphere sample. And now comes the key workflow move, recording from session view into arrangement view. Press the arrangement record button at the top, launch your clip in session view, and let the performance run while your automation or clip changes happen. Then stop recording and switch over to arrangement view. This is where you can really shape the song. Once you're in arrangement view, trim the atmosphere so it comes in and out cleanly. If it's stepping on a snare fill or a bass drop, mute it there or automate a dip in volume. If you want a breakdown, open the filter more and let the reverb breathe. If you want the drop to feel bigger, thin out the atmosphere so the drums and bass have more room. A common DNB arrangement works really well like this. Filtered atmosphere in the intro, reduced atmosphere during the first drop, then a wider, more open atmosphere in the breakdown, and finally a darker, wider return in the second drop. That contrast is what keeps the track exciting. Here's a really useful teacher tip. Don't think of atmosphere as one loop. Think in layers. Even if you're only using one sample, you can duplicate the track and treat each copy differently. For example, one version can be the clean bed that's high past higher, quiet, and wide. Another version can be a dirtier accent, darker, more saturated, and brought in only for transitions. That layered approach gives you a lot more control without needing more samples. Also, check your atmosphere in mono every now and then. Something can sound huge in stereo and fall apart in mono. Using utility to collapse the width temporarily is a great way to make sure the texture still works when the mix gets narrower. And one more important thing, don't overpolish it. A little roughness is often exactly what makes Amen-style atmospheres feel believable and alive. If you sand everything down too much, you can lose the character. If you want a darker sound, roll off more top end, use auto filter in low pass mode, maybe add a touch of redux for grain, and keep the reverb darker with a lower high cut. If you want it wider without getting messy, try subtle chorus ensemble, but keep it really light. You're aiming for spread, not wobble. If the atmosphere is still fighting the drums, sidechain it gently to the kick or drum bus using compressor or glue compressor. You don't need a huge pumping effect. Even a few dB of gain reduction can help the atmosphere breathe around the groove. Now, as a quick practice exercise, try this. Load one atmosphere sample, warp it, loop a 4-bar section, add utility, EQ8, auto filter and reverb, then high pass at around 200 Hz. Automate the filter cutoff from about 3 kHz to 10 kHz over 8 bars. Increase the reverb size a little in the second half, record it into arrangement view, and then mute the atmosphere for the first 2 bars of the drop, before bringing it back quietly. That's a really strong beginner DNB intro move. So to recap, you learned how to clean an Amen-style atmosphere in Ableton Live 12, how to warp and trim it properly, how to shape it with utility, EQ8, auto filter, saturation, and reverb, how to record it from session view into arrangement view, and how to arrange it so it supports the drums and bass instead of muddying them. The big idea to remember is this: in drum and bass, atmosphere creates tension and space. It's not there to compete with the break. Keep it clean, keep it moving, and let the drums hit hard. If you want, I can also turn this into a shorter voiceover version or a section-by-section studio narration script.